making our way through the Outdoor Living Hour. Had no idea there was a billion things living in a teaspoon of healthy soil. Brought that to a whole new level at this Saturday's broadcast. What exactly that means, all things living outdoors.
No kidding.
Perfect planting season.
Yes, it is. Get your gardens ready.
And as we went to break, you said Hickman's and Tank's Green Stuff. It's local, it's good, it's organic. Where do I find it?
Good question. We were just talking about all the places you can buy 50-pound bags of Hickman's.
Well, you can go on the Farm's Choice website, the Farm's Choice, and there's a list of retailers where it's available all over the state. We have some nurseries in Tucson. We have a nursery in Christopher's Gardens in the Pine Top Lakeside area, Plant Fair Nursery in
Star Valley.
We have folks in Prescott. We have folks all over the valley, Tucson. So a number of outlets and locations where you can find various products of Hickman's. So,
Organic compost.
We have organic compost and we have organic fertilizer, both. So fertilizer pellets, fertilizer crumbles, and compost. Mm-hmm.
And you gave a great equation during the break about how many cubic feet will cover a 10 square foot.
Our old Harper's Nursery recipe that Rosie used very successfully over all the years took about 6 cubic foot bags, roughly, 12 cubic feet for a 10 by 10 garden. Incorporated into the soil was kind of our rule of thumb. Mm-hmm. So,
And then Tank's Green Stuff. Recently, it's now available up in the Phoenix market as well. It's been, like you said, in Tucson about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if you are in Tucson or you wish to travel and visit us in Tucson, we'll load you up in your truck or trailer or deliver directly to you by the pickup load, semi-load, anything in between. It is in bags all over, you know, not just the organic compost, but the organic potting mix, cactus mix, beloved by Desert Botanical Garden. And many others. Woody mulch, fine composted mulch, organic fertilizer. We've built all these beautiful soils, so there's a product for every gardener's purpose, as well as the Farmer Greg's mix, which we've developed with the Urban Farm. So all over the southern Arizona, in Tucson, in local Ace Hardware stores is a very common place to find it. Most of the nurseries in southern Arizona, quite a number, and growing in the Phoenix area, and hopefully beyond very soon. So ask for it at your local nursery. They can find us at tanksgreenstuff.com. You can just go to the Get Tanks on the top and zoom into your area to find out where to locate bags. But you can also get it in bulk in Phoenix area. Recently, Diggett Gardens is a wonderful small nursery in central Phoenix. They have a growing yard in southern Phoenix near South Mountain. And they can deliver to you, or you can pick up Tank's organic compost, fine composted mulch, or woody mulch, as Greg calls it, decorative wood chips, are all available in Phoenix now. So we're really excited to be able to serve people in a small bag size or in bulk.
Plus, Barry's True Value Hardware at 12th Street in Northern carries it by the bag. So you can, if you're just looking for bags, you can get it there as well.
Yes, as well as the Farmer Greg's tree and garden planting mix. Yeah.
And all of this soil is, you know, it's only whatever we're growing is only as good as the soil we make. What about Keith? We won't take him on air because we're tight on time, but he's in Anthem and he wants to plant a lime tree. You know, Anthem, you're kind of on the hill, you got a lot of rocky soil.
Yeah, so go to
does he need to start with dynamite before he gets to Greg's Bix?
Yeah, he might need a jackhammer.
Go to urbanfarm.org and go to our fruit tree program. I give lots of classes. I have 2 free classes online and in person. So you want to plant a fruit tree and 3 ways to kill your fruit trees. So, you know, that's definitely do that. Here it is real quickly. You dig a 24-inch wide by 14-inch deep hole and put and take the native soil out, add 40% native soil back in, 60% planting mix. I always like to add worm castings, azomite, and mycorrhiza, which help supplement the soil in the hole, and plant like that.
And, Jay, we've talked about it many times. Most of the time when holes are dug, they're dug too deep.
You really got to watch the depth. So, you know, measure the root or the soil level in the container.
Not the container itself.
Not the container itself. Where's the soil line going to be? And that soil line cannot be any deeper than your finished grade. In fact, it should probably be a little bit higher.
Because once it settles.
And it'll settle a little bit. Of course, it won't settle as much if you don't dig any deeper. And then add some wood chips or mulch or compost on top around that so that the root ball is not exposed.
Yeah.
But yeah, more trees are probably killed by planting too deep than any other reason.
Well, planting too deep and overwatering.
Well, they kind of go hand in hand because if it's too deep, it's going to be more apt to be overwatered as well.
But. I do my fruit tree program and I teach people how to plant and grow fruit trees here in the valley. And one of my rules is a 6-6 rule. 6 inches of woody mulch, 6-inch diameter basin is an absolute must.
Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice. Thank you. Emily Rocky. I'm never going to forget that now. Tanks Green Stuff. And Farmer Greg, next week.
We're going to be at the Great American Seed Up, greatamericanseedup.org. We're going to come to you live from there, all about seeds and planting seeds and a seed bazaar.
Heirloom, organic,
natural
seeds. Yeah. Next week, greatamericanseedup.com.
.com and .org.
.org. Okay.
Yeah.